Could you imagine if I looked out here and I said, Johnny, you and CJ, you're sitting in the wrong place. Would you come up and sit in the front? I don't want you to get up. I'm just saying. Could you imagine that happening? And Chesley, you don't belong there. You belong over here in the front, you know? And then again, what are you doing up here? No, see? In today's Holy Gospel, Jesus is talking about the way in which people in his day were trying to achieve the best position in the eyes of God. And Jesus saw that they were eager to push themselves forward to show how well they were keeping the law, maintaining their own purity and piety. They were the kind of people Jesus found trying to associate with him. And he knew they were the wrong kind of people. Jesus was reaching out to the people nobody wanted anything to do with. The outcasts. And this parable is practical human wisdom. A warning against pride and arrogance. A warning against trying to push yourself forward past others in the sight of Almighty God, in God's eyes. Well, back in Jesus' day, the Jewish custom at a dinner was to arrange couches in a U-shape with a low table in front of them. Guests would recline on their left elbow, and they would be seated according to their status, with the place of honor being the seat at the center of the U. The farther away you were from the center of that seat of honor, it meant your status was lower. If someone came in and set themselves in the seat of honor, but then someone more prominent arrived, the first group would be asked to move to lower seats. The more people came, the only seat that would still be open would be at the lowest place. Well, Jesus used this illustration of the wedding banquet to be an example of the Messiah's kingdom. Those people who sought honor for themselves would be cut down to size. Jesus explains that honor cannot be taken away, but instead it can only be given by God himself. He will not honor those who seek to honor or exalt themselves. Those who exalt themselves are the arrogant people who would rather talk than listen, dominating the conversation with their own thoughts and ideas. Whatever you have to say is less important to them than what they have to say. They keep cutting you off and get back to their ideas. They constantly think everyone else is far less important than they are. And they treat people as inferior. Unfortunately, some people try to give the appearance of being humble in order to influence others. And then there are others who think that humility means putting themselves down. Truly humble people compare themselves only with Jesus Christ, realizing their sinfulness and their limitations and a huge gap that exists between them and our Lord Jesus Christ. They only recognize their gifts and strengths, willing to use them as Christ leads them. Humility is not self-degradation, but it's realistic assessment and commitment to serve him. Sadly, I've met with people who have a horrible self-image about themselves. It's really hard, and if I ask them if they like themselves, usually they answer, no. I pray that they, the next time they look in the mirror, would see themselves as God sees them. It would be good for each of us to remember that we are, each one of us, unique, special, and loved beyond compare. God sees you as his beloved creation. You're his child. And I ask you, please don't take that lightly. In the first century, there were status symbols that helped people enhance and protect their standing in society. If you happened to be invited to the right homes and were seated in the right places, then people would know how important you really were. The emphasis was on reputation and sadly not character. It was so much more important for people to sit in the right places than to live the right kind of life. Success that comes only from self-promotion is temporary, and you could be embarrassed if you were asked to move down. When Jesus suggested that the guests take the lowest places, he was not giving them a ploy that guaranteed promotion. The false humility that takes place or takes the lowest place is just as hateful to God as the pride that comes with trying to take the highest place. God's not impressed by status or society or your place in the church. He's not influenced by what people say or think about people, because he sees the thoughts and motives of the heart. Just hear what the Lord God says in 1 Samuel 16, verse 7. The Lord does not look at things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. God still humbles the proud and exalts the humble. The Lord reminds us in James chapter 4, verse 6. That is why Scripture says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. It's been said that humility is not thinking less of us. It's simply not thinking of ourselves at all. Jesus is the greatest example of humility, and we do well to ask the Holy Spirit to enable us to imitate him. I'm reminded of the Apostle Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, verse 3 to 11, in which he writes, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also the interests of others." Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Those are very powerful words. Jesus knew that the host had invited his guests for two reasons: to pay them back because they had invited him to past feasts, or to put them under his debt so that they would invite him to future feasts or events. Now, this kind of hospitality was evidence of pride and selfishness. He was buying recognition. In our Lord's time, it was not considered proper to ask poor people and handicapped people to public banquets. Women were not invited either. But Jesus commanded us to put these needy people at the top of our guest list because they cannot pay us back. If our hearts are right, God will see to it that we are properly rewarded, but that must not be the motive for our generosity. When we serve others with unselfish hearts, we're laying up treasures in heaven and becoming rich towards God. Jesus said these words in Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 to 21. "Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Today's modern world is very competitive, In the last week or so, I had the opportunity to drive at least 2.5 hours each way wherever we were going, Tallahassee or Jacksonville Beach, regarding the Spunkster. And when you're driving on US 1 or 319, people are just trying to get past you. And you know what? I think they forget. I was telling Don about this the other day. Do you know what that little thing is next to the steering wheel that goes up or it goes down that is supposed to tell somebody behind you that you're going to the right or to the left? All I have to do is ask the Bagleys, who have been on the road for 2 months, and they've had the opportunity to witness every single day. And I said to Don, I said, what's with that? And it was like, you know, people are just not considerate. They're just not thinking about who's behind them. All they're thinking about is themselves, and that, going to get to the right lane, going to get to the left lane, or, man, I want to pass that guy. It's really incredible. And that's being competitive. It's from the church of I, Me, Mine, because everything's about me. There's a song by the Beatles on the Let It Be album, actually by George Harrison, called I, Me, Mine. And it's so true. It's not about me. Instead, it shouldn't be going this way, but it should be going that way. And I don't want to compete with anybody. I just want to beat them. No, I'm kidding. But it's easy for God's people to become more concerned about profit and loss or passing somebody than it is about service and sacrifice. What am I going to get out of it? Or even, what's in it for me? We must attempt to maintain the unselfish attitude that Jesus had and share what we have with others. That doesn't mean you have to empty your home or empty your pockets, but empty your heart. Show people, look at them, tell them how much you love them, how much you care about them. Sometimes it's just making eye contact, touch on the shoulder, just a word. And how are you? I haven't seen you in a while. Welcome, Bill. Glad to see you here. Chesley, you got a streak going. And we're grateful for that. It's wonderful to relate. Sharing with what you have with others. And so on the day of judgment, many who today are first in the eyes of man will be last in God's eyes. And many who are last in the eyes of man will be first in the eyes of God. It's not about our place in line. It's about our place in God's eyes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.